Damaris Greco, a wartime journalist from Mexico, is kidnapped in Syria by affiliates of Al-Qaeda. His kidnappers soon realize he's of no use to them. The time is January 2013.
Of course, they took everything they could from us, you know, money, cameras, passports, everything, even our shoes. But they let us go, and we were like incredibly lucky because the other option was, I mean, to be killed.
Greco gets his freedom and returns to Mexico only to see journalists lose their life for exposing corruption. Soon after, 43 students are kidnapped and Moises Sanchez, a local journalist, is murdered in Veracruz. Greco starts questioning why this is happening. He records similar stories and reasons behind more murders. This is the time when Javier Duarte is governor of Veracruz, 2010 through 2016. Greco puts it all together in his latest book, Killing the Story, which is part of the upcoming Texas Book Festival this November. In an interview with Reporting Texas, Greco talks about the common issues faced by Texas and Mexico.
I wish Texans would understand that many conflicts in Mexico are not only Mexican conflicts. Drug trafficking is a result of both consumption and U.S.-imposed prohibitions. So what I'm looking for is awareness and solidarity and a smart vote.
Matt Payton, the literary director of Texas Book Festival, agrees.
Obviously, corruption isn't solely a Mexican issue. It doesn't have a home in any one country or any one state or region in any country as well. So as far as relevance and, you know, current affairs, I mean, of course, I mean, that's always something we're thinking about when it comes to the lineup of the Texas Book Festival.
Greco compares police on either side of the border.
Since 2007, the military is doing public security jobs. And this has led to a lot of human rights abuses because the armed forces are not trained for this. They are trained for fighting an enemy army, not for controlling the civilian society. What you have in the U.S., in the police, seems pretty much like a badly trained military. They seem to have been trained to distrust any person around and to use any measure of force to neutralize them, especially when they see people from minorities, from blacks or Latino or others.
He suggests reform.
It's not only about the weapons, it's about how you use the weapons. The police is afraid because some citizens might use their weapons against them. I believe that the people should not be armed because if police is not afraid that the citizens will be armed and they will shoot at them, then there is no reason to sustain this philosophy of using lethal force to neutralize threats.
Greco talks about the Mexican immigration policy of the current Mexican president, more popularly known as AMLO.
One of the good things AMLO did at the beginning of his presidency was to legalize Central American migrants in Mexico. We are a 130 million people country, and if we have a few thousand Central American migrants every year, I think we can integrate them. But that's because we have Trump on the other side of the border.
Catch Damaris Greco virtually on Sunday, November 8th. More at texasbookfestival.org. For Reporting Texas, I'm Sumaya Malik.